Saudara pendengar, ratusan warga turun ke jalanan sebagai bagian dari kampanye nasional yang menyerukan agar para pencari suaka yang berada di tempat penahanan lepas pantai diperbolehkan menetap di Australia. Di seluruh kota-kota besar dan di pusat regional yang besar, ribuan orang mengikuti aksi itu dengan pesan yang jelas bagi pemerintahan Turnbull. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut. Dengan membawa plakat Free the Refugees dan menyerukan slogan seperti Let them stay, para pemrotes berkumpul di seluruh negara ini. Di Belmore Park di Sydney, mereka berkumpul sebelum berjalan menuju CBD di kota Sydney. Panitia penyelenggara menyerukan agar 267 orang pencari suaka yang dibawa dari Pulau Manus dan Nauru ke Australia untuk menjalani perawatan kesehatan diizinkan untuk menetap di Australia. Juru bicara dari Refugee Action Coalition, Ian Rintoul, mengatakan berikut ini.
Offshore processing and offshore detention has to stop. It's not just a matter of we're going to keep working to keep the 267 to let them stay. I think the mood is for Action to close the camps.
Rintoul mengatakan kini telah lewat 50 hari sejak pemerintah Australia akan memindahkan para pencari suaka itu kembali ke penahanan lepas pantai setelah usaha mereka untuk mendapatkan izin menetap telah gagal dalam pengadilan tinggi. Rintoul mengatakan kepada ABC Radio News, khalayak ramai jelas mendukung para pencari suaka dari Pulau Manus dan Nauru itu untuk tetap berada di Australia.
Well, the mood is very, very concerned and very, very anxious and very, very determined. I think there's been some great speeches we've already heard from the ex-Save the Children worker, and I think people have been very moved and very determined to make sure that we end offshore processing.
Aksi protes itu tidak terhindar dari bentrokan. Polisi termasuk polisi perguda berdiri menghadang antara para pemrotes yang pro pengungsi dan para pemrotes lainnya yang kontra pengungsi. Sementara itu di Melbourne, ribuan orang juga memenuhi jalanan-jalanan di pusat kota. Executive Officer dari Australian Churches Refugee Task Force, Misha Coleman, mengatakan pengikut demo itu sangat banyak dari semua golongan, termasuk komunitas Muslim, Yahudi, dan Kristen.
We had faith leaders from, all across the dimension in Melbourne. So I guess there's a real coming together that is really sort of reflected in the polling that we've been doing as well. So we've really seen the biggest shift in terms of positive attitudes towards asylum seekers probably in the last 10 years. And, I guess we're calling on Mr. Turnbull to, reflect community attitudes and have a bit of a rethink.
Coleman mengatakan bahwa demo itu bertepatan dengan hari perayaan yang signifikan bagi umat Kristen.
Well, on behalf of the, 800 or so Christian organizations that we represent, we'd just like to remind people that Jesus was a refugee and today is the day that, Jesus returned from Egypt to Jerusalem, and it's a great day to celebrate, an embracing of people seeking asylum. We want protection, not detention.
Aksi demo itu meminta Perdana Menteri untuk mempertimbangkan kembali permohonan dari 267 orang pencari suaka untuk dapat menetap di Australia dan tidak dikirimkan kembali ke Nauru dan Pulau Manus. Coleman mengatakan optimis akan hasil yang menggembirakan.
There are no options. Even if those people are returned to Nauru, there's no long-term scenario. The Nauruan government is really incapable of resettling people. We know that on Manus Island, the PNG government is already withdrawing from the whole deal they made with Kevin Rudd. So, this is an opportunity for Mr. Turnbull to reflect community, changing attitudes and have a bit of a, more lateral look at the policy framework. He's been locked into this binary proposition, either despotcy or offshore detention. There's many, many countries around the world which have other alternatives, and we really asking him today to have a look at those other alternatives.